Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Total Transport Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note, this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shrikant Nibande, Director from Total Transport Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I would like to wish you all a very warm welcome to Total Transport Systems Limited earnings conference call for second quarter and a half year ended 30th September 2022. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to you all for taking the time to join us today. With me today on the call, Mr. Makran Pradhan, Managing Director of the company, Mr. Kaushal Bhuj, CEO of company, Mr. Nitin Fadke, Vice President of the Vice President Finance, and AdFactors, our investor relations team, meet us on the call today. I would like to share a brief overview of our company to get you in the business and financial performance. Established in 1994, Total Transport Systems Limited, well-established company in the India's cargo market. Through a robust network of partners, we have established a strong foothold in the logistic market across the country. TTSL specializes in logistic business, focusing on our core business actively, namely consolidation of exports, export cargoes, deconsolidation of import cargoes, full container loads, and airfare from India to worldwide destinations. As a NVOCC operator, the company's consolidated shipping is rated among the top customers of almost all leading shipping lines operating through within India. TTSL specialized in logistic business. The reputation has entered our company's competitive race and spaces with major liners for consolidated shipments on a regular basis. We specialize in the business of airfare, FCLs and LCLs, powering of both exports and imports. TTSL has a sizable market share in India's LCL segment, and the company is one of the market leaders in consolidation of export cargoes throughout the Indian ports. In addition to such services, TTSL continues to focus on timely delivery, diversification of its services portfolio, sustained and long-term relationship with the customers, and extending value-added services over and above simple logistics. The company has an MTO license from the Government of India, Ministry of Shipping, and also registered with the FMC. So this is helping us to get all the cargoes to across the India within for our Group A service. Moreover, we are very well positioned and leverage our our trains in the logistic industry. It represents the fifth largest consolidated network named iCargo Alliance with 166 offices in 89 countries. Our company has a joint venture agreement with CDR Hong Kong E-Commerce Company Limited to form a joint venture entity called CDR India E-Commerce Private Limited to gain access to the worldwide global supply chain activity of CDR locally in India. All these services provided by the Total Group help our company to scale new heights of the success. This is enabled by specialized skill sets, local knowledge and experience of its devoted management team. Our company also has 200% subsidiaries. One is CP World Logistics India Private Limited, and another is One World Logistics Private Limited. CP World Logistics is engaged in One Window Logistics Solutions, One World International NVOCC company specialized in provision of less than container load cargo services solution across the world. Its extensive experiences begins in Asia and now extended into Europe and America. A couple of years back, we have started foot in the last mile delivery and logistics space. We carved out a subsidiary, One World Logistics Private Limited, which is handling this last mile logistics run under the brand name called Abhilaya. We are handling the shipments of the companies like Amazon, Flipkart, JioMart, and earlier Tata Click, and FedEx. But now FedEx, they had given all the their business to delivery, so we don't have any more business with them. So I am really very happy to share that we started almost 4 years back this last mile delivery business. Started monthly at 30,000 shipments a month, and I'm very happy to share that this Diwali we had achieved 2.8 million shipments in the month of October 2022. So the company has built a sustainable and a really a growing logistic business. One World, we are now again into getting into more electrical vehicles. We had taken 50 electrical bikes from a manufacturing company called Bound in Bangalore, and first lot of 15 scooters we received and deployed in the Bangalore market. Second lot will be deployed in Mumbai market, and third one is Ahmedabad market. So we are going by the government's initiative to go green and less pollution, less carbon, and that's how we are majorly getting more EVs in our last mile delivery business. One World catches a wide range of the business across the India. The company has started last mile delivery same with Amazon and Flipkart, and now we will be getting into direct B2B services. We'll be getting into same day delivery services, and the last third model which we are entering into is like a 3PL logistics, like more or more into warehousing and the distribution services. We also ventured another new business opportunity this September by acquiring stake of 60% in the RN Freight Forwarders Private Limited through a 6,000 equity shares of 240,000 preference shares of 1 rupee each. RN Freight Forwarders is in the business of custom house agents, which provides scalability to total transport current business offline. This we did it with the vision or to offer the end-to-end services to our esteemed customers, exporters in India, and for the exporters, same with the import customers too. A company has a wide reach and superior logistics capabilities help us to provide end-to-end services, which expertise, superior quality of services has led increased confidence of its pursuit plan. Now turning into financial performance in the second quarter, we reported 169.04 crores revenue during quarter two of financial year 23, a 21.79% year-on-year rise. Volume of sea import, LCL and FCL, has increased in this quarter. Additionally, volume of FCLs on CIS sector has doubled, which has resulted in is in increase in the revenues. Our EBITDA had for the quarter stood at rupees 5.12 crores, increasing 21.96% year-on-year, mainly due to increase in the revenues. Our net profit during this quarter was rupees 1.70 crores as against 2.25 crores in the second quarter of financial year 22. Net margin stood at 1.01%. EPS for this quarter is rupees 1.72. Half-yearly 23 results, we reported a rupees 344.73 crore revenue during first half of the financial year 23, a 42.74% increase year-on-year rise. This is mainly due to high freight rate due to COVID and higher volumes resulted in our growth. Our EBITDA for this period stood at rupees 10.28 crores, increasing 26.85% year-on-year. Our net profit during this full year was rupees 5.36 crores as against 4.68 crores of last year financial year 22. Net profit margin stood at 1.56%. EPS for this period is rupees 3.59 per share. That's all from our side. Now I think we can take on the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Sachin Shetty, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Sachin Shetty here.
Good morning.
Yeah, sir, this is regarding our growth is year on year it is 20%. So going forward, our growth will be the similar kind of percentage that is please throw on light. And second question is our subsidiary One World Logistics. So how much business we have done in last quarter of the One World Logistics? Means in terms of revenue potential, how much is the revenue potential of this World World Logistics since we are more into this Amazon and Flipkart? Yeah, please throw on light.
Yes, this freight rates for the last 2 years was increasing due to a lot of other issues what shipping line has got, and now the economy is worldwide as is having sliding down. So which was mainly contributed to our turnover and high growth. But coming back to this. The growth level will not be at 20%, but there will be a reduction in the growth. But we are focusing more on the high volumes from the full load containers and opening up various other services, like more focusing on the CIS Russia sector, more focus on the Africa sector. So those volumes we'll have much more. But I believe we'll have a 10% increase in coming time. Keeping in mind the same sliding down in the freight levels across the world. Coming back to the One World Logistics, last half year, we had achieved 30 crores as a turnover, and we have touched 1.56 crores total shipments handled within this 6 months. In the month of June, we got 60 new stations from the Flipkart, and which we really had to work, and we really started those activities to take up the Diwali load. So that's how the volume has grown up. Again, on this year, probably we'll get another 70 plus stations from Flipkart, because they already given us this. Rather sounded us that we will be allotting so many stations to you in coming times. So our target is to by March we should be able to achieve close to 1.75 shipments a day. That will give us almost 4.5 million shipments per month. So this is our target to achieve for the last mile delivery of One World Logistics.
And in terms of revenue, what would be this 1.75 million?
By March, probably we should be touching close to 75 crores revenue
for the World Logistics.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay. Yes. And how is this business for the growth, as far as the growth potential, like how much top line we can see for the next 2 years for this, only for the One World Logistics?
Growth potential is phenomenal as per the various studies and the data is what available with the government and other agencies. Today, as on today, there is a market of this last mile delivery is close to 90 lakhs to 1 crore shipments a day. And according to the report, by 2025, this market will go up to 2.5 crore shipments per day. So there is a phenomenal opportunities for various companies and companies like us for the tremendous growth. So our target is to achieve next 2 years at least half a million shipments we should handle a day.
Okay. And for sir, for this 20% growth for the year on year, or you can say quarter year on year, how much clients we have added in the last 1 year? New clients, I mean to say.
Yes, yes. I think this our CEO, Mr. Kaushal Bhuch, will he's the right person to answer this your good question.
Sure.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Shetty.
Yes,
the thing is, Srikantar has mentioned it was a pandemic year in last 2 years. What we achieved is because of our... What we achieved is because of our service level, and on a corporate basis, we have achieved around 7 customers, but as... you know, our strength is to serve the local custom house broker and international forwarder. So, with the share of DHL and not, which we used to be at 5 to 7%, today we are handling 10% of DHL's LCL business. So that way, our share with the current customer, like multinational companies like DHL, FedEx, has increased.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And so my last question is for the EBITDA margin. This EBITDA margin will remain the same for the next this year, or it will improve? At current EBITDA margin is 2.98%. So going forward, it will remain the same, or it will improve?
EBITDA margin, if we have to sustain, it is not going to be increasing to a very high level. We might be able to sustain it because the global recession has made an impact on the volumes of LCL business, which is our core activity. We are improving drastically on the full container loads, and where the EBITDA margin is not that high. So considering that, it is not going to increase. It will. We will be able to maintain the same.
Understood, sir. Understood. Okay, sir. That's so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kalpesh Koti from Valentis Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. So you in opening remarks spoke about you bought e-scooters. That is for Abhilaya.
Be a little louder. We are not able to catch you properly, Kalpesh
bhai. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, you spoke about you bought a e-scooters for Amazon delivery. Is it for exclusive for Amazon?
No.
So you can use throughout the last mile?
Yeah, but as far as this last mile deliveries are done, currently we are going to use these deliveries for Amazon, these EV scooters for Amazon, but it is not going to be an exclusive thing. Wherever there is a portion, because there will be a change in the module. Earlier, what we have been doing is that we have been hiring people for deliveries who own bikes. Slowly, with this, we are trying to push the electric vehicles for our delivery, and because of which the model needs to be changed from owned by a delivery boy to owned by the company. So we are going slow on that, because at this point of time we have issues about charging the vehicles. Okay? So we are taking utmost precaution to ensure that we don't fail on our deliveries. At the same time, we contribute as much as possible to reduce our carbon footprint. So this is what we are doing. It is not going to be exclusive for Amazon. We will try to do wherever possible and wherever it suits the company.
Okay. So what is contributed to H1 revenue, Abhilaya, for the first half?
It is the increase in the volumes. You can see from the last year, volumes have drastically increased.
Okay. So, out of 355 crore revenue, how much revenue contributions from Abhilaya?
out of 355 crores.
Can you bit explain detail about the One World Logistics? So when we can see it adding to the profit?
See, the thing is, we are on a growth stage, right? So when we keep on taking newer stations, like for example, as Mr. Nibande, my business partner, he mentioned that 60 new stations were opened in June. Obviously, when we open up a station, it takes about 6 months plus for us to stabilize and break even on that station. So with this, at this point of time, we see the break even in 2026, not earlier than that.
Okay. So each station, how much it takes time? 1-2 years to break even?
No, about 6 months to 7 months.
Okay.
Some are less than that. But our average comes to about 6 months.
Okay. So any guidance on a top line or a bottom line? For
what guidance? I mean...
revenue or margin? Can give or for the next 3 years?
You are talking about this year or next year?
Maybe 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, if you have any target or vision.
I think for the next 3 years, let me just go through it because there is a problem with Srikant's line and he is the one who is taking care of the Vilaya thing, but let me just try to give you. Our target for 2026 is about 300 crores and that is the top line. With a break-even situation or a little bit of profit.
Okay. So how much loss is contributing now?
1 minute, I'll tell you. You are talking about the quarter or you are talking about...
For the full year? For the,
full year. It is just 2 crores.
2 crores.
For One World. That is this last mile delivery business.
That is for the full year, right?
This is for the half year.
Half year. Okay. 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 Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ankur Gulati, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, Matanji. Hope everyone is good. So, aapne bhi bola One World ka 30 crores top line, and I think you said 1.5 crores shipment. So, broadly 20-22 rupees per package per shipment. Is that correct?
Yes. Same rate.
20-22 rupees per package shipment. Okay. So, your guidance was that March tak per day basis pe 170,000 shipments aap karna chahte, which means monthly basis pe 50,000 shipment. Okay. Now the question is, abhi Diwali month, which I'm assuming is peak season, you said you did 13 lakh shipments. So
we did 28 lakhs, 2.8 million.
So 28 lakh Diwali, which is peak month. So wahan se going to 50 is, let's say, a 70-80% jump in next 4-5 months. So what are the factors leading to that growth?
The factor is this, maybe there is a huge growth plan has been drawn by the Flipkart and they are now going planning to reach at least 15,000 pin codes by this end of this financial year. So obviously they are looking for some better partners as last mile delivery of their, I mean, delivering their shipments. So that's how the whole opportunity is still on with them. Amazon has almost, you know, reached their targets of reaching to the very pin codes what they had planned to. So there is a little scope for enhancement or, you know, participate more in Amazon's business development. But Flipkart, there is a huge growth plan they have, and we have a lot of opportunities there to get. That's why that's what I said, that we have planned to reach at least 1.5 lakh shipments plus per day after by March.
So let me just do some basic stuff. If I work with 1.5 lakh shipments next year, ke liye, to touch 155 crores or 547
lakh shipments per day. Nahi, sab, 5 lakh shipments after 3 years.
1.5 lakh shipments per day is आपने बोला मार्च 23 के टाइम पर रनरेट होगा या तीन साल बाद होगा?
हाँ जी, तीन साल बाद हमारा कोशिश है कि वील रीच बाय 5 लाख शिपमेंट्स पर डे साहब.
ठीक है, सो मार्च 2023 में यू आर सेइंग यू विल डू 1.5 लाख शिपमेंट्स पर डे, व्हिच मींस फाइनेंशियल ईयर 24 यू विल रफली डू 55 करोड़ शिपमेंट्स, एंड इफ आई वर्क विद 22 रुपीज पर शिपमेंट, आपका 120 के आसपास टॉप लाइन बन सकता है वन वर्ट. So 75 this is financial year 23, correct? Yes. Okay. So, this is mostly Flipkart driven, or are there other customers? And if there are other customers, then which type of customers
are? Flipkart is, usme Jio hai, usme now we are talking with Nykaa, unke saath hai. IKEA ke saath hamara baatchit chalu hai, but unke saath thoda sa technical humko gear up hona padega, because furniture delivery mein we need some, you know, good carpenters or some technical staff to go there and fit the furnitures in the houses. So, वो एक थोड़ा सा हमको set करना है. So, these are the customer base what we are looking for there. Apart from that, there are various small e-commerce players है. जैसे like we are working with Ship Delight, which is a company, again a e-commerce platform. उनके पास भी ये छोटे काफी customers रहते हैं. तो उनके साथ भी हमारा tie-up चल रहा है. ऐसे और एक तीन से चार जो छोटे ई कॉमर्स कंपनीज है, वी आर टॉकिंग टू देम. सो दिस ऑल विल बी अप बाय प्रोबेबली विद इन नेक्स्ट 4 to 5 मंथ.
ओके, एंड जो 5 लाख पर डे का टारगेट है वो लेट्स से समवेयर इन फाइनेंशियल ईयर 25 या फाइनेंशियल ईयर 26 में आएगा.
हाँ जी,
राइट. और उसके लिए जो अभी 70 स्टेशन आपने फ्लिपकार्ट के लिए सेटअप कर रहे हैं, सो द मनी विच यू रेज्ड रिसेंटली, इज दैट गुड इनफ?
हाँ, रिसेंटली व्हाट वी आर रेज इज गुड इनफ फॉर दिस डेवलपमेंट. जब आगे चल के और रहेंगी फंड रिक्वायरमेंट रहेगा, दैट दे विल प्लान आउट हाउ टू रेज द मनी.
ओके, लास्ट क्वेश्चन, जो ग्रोथ है वो थोड़ा सा फ्लेवर है, टीयर 1, टीयर 2, टीयर 3 सिटीज, और जो ग्रोथ लेट्स से आगे आ रही है 1-2 साल में, अगर वो टीयर 2 में आ रही है तो या टीयर 1 सिटीज में आ रही है, तो शिपमेंट पर शिपमेंट जो रियलाइजेशन है, कैन दैट गो अप फ्रॉम 22-23 रुपीज?
जो ग्रोथ आ रही है वो टीयर 3 और टीयर 4 लाइक तालुका लेवल जिला विलेज लेवल पे अभी ये देखे जा रहे हैं. दिस इज मेनली बिकॉज ऑफ द हाई सेल ऑफ यू नो मोबाइल फोन, स्मार्टफोन्स. तो उसके वजह से इट इज मच मोर इजियर फॉर द पीपल टू यू नो ऑर्डर ऑन दिस थ्रू द स्मार्टफोन्स, एंड दैट्स द होल वर्किंग एंड होल स्टैटिस्टिक्स हैज बीन गैदर्ड कि कितना स्मार्टफोन बिक रहा है, कौन से रीजन में उनका यूसेज क्या, वो कैसे ऑर्डर करेंगे, फिर हम लोग को कितना कौन से पिन कोड्स में उसको कॉन्सेंट्रेट करना चाहिए. सो दिस इज ऑल डेटा बीन कलेक्टेड, एंड द ग्रोथ ड्राइवर्स आर लाइक यू नो तालुका जिला लेवल, टीयर 4 सिटीज, टीयर 3 सिटीज आर मेनली. सो दिस इज द एक्चुअली द ड्राइविंग फोर्स फॉर दिस एंटायर डेवलपमेंट व्हाट वी हैव प्लान रादर.
This is really helpful. Thanks a lot, and wish you guys best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Aniket Redkar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and congratulations on the good set of numbers, sir.
Thank you, Redkar, sir.
Sir, I have a couple of questions. So, first question is basically in terms of the, the recent development which we have made, the RN freight forwarders that we acquired. So, what is the main purpose of this activity, and how we are going to benefit from this?
I think Mr. Pradhan is the right person to answer your question.
See, firstly, if you see, we are a neutral consolidator. So, for the normal LCL business, we always go through the customers that we deal with. We would not like to disturb their business. At the same time, there are instances where even if we get nomination, some of the customers, they ask whether we have our own license. And if we do not have our own license, then they, unnecessarily cause complaints and to the consignees and try to get away from the nomination. But our strategy always has been, whenever we have any nominations, we would go through the custom house agents, because we are working with nearly 800 custom house agents. So we go through them, and then we, if it is from our customers, then we rather give the customs clearance to our customers straight away. If it is not from our customers, because we are also targeting now for project cargoes, and for which it is imperative that we offer them a complete gamut of services, right from picking up at load port to deliveries, including transport, and we are gearing up for that.
Okay. And sir, by when do we expect it to start contributing to our top line?
See, it is already started contributing, though the business is very, very less.
Okay.
See, the main thing is, we are using it for an opportunity. If you see, the investments are very, very low in that. We are looking at it in terms of opportunity where we can play a part. We are a neutral consolidator, so we do not want to disturb our own customers by any which way. Okay? The idea is to go in for the project cargoes, or we have a division called CDR, which Mr. Srikanth has already mentioned. We get a lot of imports of our own. So those are the things that we would want to clear. The business is already started, and it is a company which is there for the last 7-8 years. So they have their own set of customers. And we are using them for the benefit of our own customers, basically.
Okay. So, sir, as far as our FCL business, as you can see, there is increase in our FCL.
Louder?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it okay right now?
Yeah.
So, as far as our FCL business.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is increase in our FCL business. So, can you help me out to understand with the increase in the pricing? How are we going to manage it, and how do we plan to benefit from the same? Hello?
You mentioned increase in pricing. What is the increase in pricing that you are talking? I am not very clear.
So, the increase in the pricing in terms of the economy, as we can see, the inflation is there. I mean, everything is there, the geopolitical tension. So, how do you see that our upscale business is going on?
Yeah, there is a clear growth in our FCL business. Mr. Srikanth Nivandi already pointed out that we have doubled up our volume for EIS. We are getting into the niche markets of Africa. At the same time, though there is an inflation, the freight levels are coming down, which you should also be aware of. There is a drop of nearly 20 to 25% on the freight levels in the last 3 months. So this will allow us to do more business deploying lesser capital.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay. And sir, one last question. Who are our top five contributing clients?
We are into retail business. Okay. If we talk about the LCL business, it can be DHL is our top contributor. DSV, DOD is a big supporter. Daxter is there. Shankar. So these are the four global forwarders who are supporting us regularly. There are around 48 global forwarders, out of which we are getting support of nearly 60. But these names, what I mentioned, are the top five for our LCL business. For the FCL business, we do not have a very big name to talk of by, in terms of volume. But in terms of names, we are working for Tata Motors, we are working for Raymond's, we are working for Reliance, EX Tires, IFCA Laboratories. So these are our top customers for the full container load business.
Okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. This is from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Rohan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and congratulations on a good quarter.
Thank you.
Sir, you spoke about the RN Freight Forwarders subsidiary, that it has just begun and contributions would only increase going forward. So, and it is mentioned in the presentation that Abhilai is accounting for about 10% of the current turnover, right, sir?
Yeah.
So, just wanted to know, CP World Logistics is a contribution to the revenue and at present, and going forward, maybe for a full year, sort of a rough ballpark guidance as to what the contribution from CP World as well as Abhilai would be down the line.
Yeah, I will talk about the CP World contribution. Basically, we are part of the CP World network, from where we get imports and exports nominations. But all these businesses are done under Total Transport only.
Okay.
So the contribution from CP World is bigger in terms of the revenues that you see on paper, but when it comes to the business which is coming into the Total Transport network, Total Transport consolidation business is nearly 33% of the LCL business.
Okay. Okay.
So we are using CP World as a brand more than doing business. So we do not expect too much of increase in the revenues from CP World. Those revenues are already accounted in Total Transport business.
Got it. Got it. And this level would is likely to remain so for the full year and the next years as well, right?
Definitely. Definitely. It would increase rather.
Okay. And same for Abhilai also? As of now, it's at 10%.
Abhilaya has growth plans which Mr. Nivande has already spelled out.
Okay.
So obvious that they are growing at more than 40-50% per annum, which is much higher growth than what Total Transport is showing. So I think it is a very good scenario where Abhilaya ends up putting in at least about 40-50% year on year.
Okay. Okay. Great, sir. And sir, this RN freight forwarders also by the end of this financial year would be a fair bit of contribution?
I don't expect a fair bit of contribution. It is a very small setup. I explained to you that it is not a thing that we would want to grow, because then we will be in conflict with our own customers.
Right.
Right? So this business, we are not looking at a very high growth. We have acquired this company for tactical reasons, which is like if anybody asks whether we are into customs clearance and whether we have a license, whether we have this, yes, we are there. But that business would eventually be in the total transport.
Understood. Understood, sir. And sir, you mentioned that volumes have grown significantly during this period. So would this increase in volume be sustainable over the next half of the year and going forward, or do you see it as more of a one-time increase?
No, it is not a one-time increase, as earlier mentioned. Our current growth is about 20% plus. Definitely, we will not be able to maintain that 20% because there is a tremendous amount of recession overall globally, and which affects our core business a lot. We are, however, trying our level best to ensure that we will increase the full container load business and try to fill up the gap. But it is definitely not going to be 21% increase. The increase will be in the range of 10 to 12%. That is what we had targeted earlier.
Understood. Understood, sir. And sir, just one last question around Abhilaya. That prior you have mentioned that we are likely to break even in terms of Abhilaya maybe down 3 years down the line. So after that, what kind of rough top line do you foresee, and at EBITDA level, what kind of, because you mentioned EBITDA to be maintained around 3%. So once Abhilaya breaks even on an overall consolidated basis, what kind of top line and EBITDA margin would we see 3-4 years down the line, sir?
See, when we are talking about EBITDA levels, we have submitted both consolidated as well as standalone. Our standalone is at 3.3% for total transport.
Thanks.
For Abhilaya, when it comes to break even, it will be more or less same. For total transport, it will be a little bit better for Abhilaya.
Got it. So Abhilaya would help increase the overall consolidated EBITDA as well, even if it is marginal, right, sir?
Yes, it is going to be very marginal.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah.
All right, sir. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you.
All the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shrikant Nibande from Total Transport Limited for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. I thank you the entire team of TTA Total Transport for their untiring effort, hard work and dedication, which drives the company forward through various market conditions. Also, I appreciate all of you for participating in our conference call. Please do get in touch with our AdFactors investor relation team for any further questions, explanations or queries if you have. Thank you so much and have a lovely day ahead. And hope to see you and meet you soon.
Thank you. On behalf of Total Transport Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.